All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are here with Wholesome November. So, Princess X, my fiancé, is a monster girl. Seems like a wholesome little adventure, right? And this is by Poison and Berry, Jast USA, 2017. So it's not that old. Let's go ahead and get started. Options, I think we're good. Really basic for 2017. Listen well, boy. I'll tell you something good. A long, long time ago. A kiss. With just one kiss, a frog might turn into a prince. Or a corpse into a princess. They might live happily ever after. Then again, they might not. Cross my heart and hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye. Pinky promise. I know in an instant this is a dream. A dream of long ago. Of more than 10 years ago when I was a child. Got it? It's a promise. That makes it final, Shinichi. You're gonna marry me. Yeah, I got it. A childish promise. As a child, I didn't even understand the weight of the word marriage. Much less. This makes us fiancés. This was the first time that I've ever heard the word fiancé. At that age, girls are normally better informed and more mature than boys. But obviously, boys don't want to acknowledge that, and so... Okay, we're fancies. I promise. I agree with that understanding. That is quite childish as well. Cross my heart and hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Pinky promise. This is a memory from when I was little. From long ago, more than 10 years ago. So long, long ago. Ready? Go! Wake up! A sudden impact rips me from my slumber. Thanks to my two younger sisters, this has become my regular wake-up call. Ni-chan, wake up! Up! Shut up, I'm awake already! Ow! 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 Jeez, what a rude awakening! Don't rip the covers off when you wake me up. How many times have I told you? Every time they rip the covers off, the force pulls me out of the bed. I land on the floor, hard. I keep telling them to stop, but to no avail. I'm not gonna take any excuses this morning. I'm always telling you to stop. Why can't you wake me up without ripping the covers off? Well, you know. Yeah. Yuki says she wants to see your morning wood. Excuse me? She wants to see what? Like I said, Yuki! It's not true, Ni-chan. It wasn't me. Yuki said she wanted to see your elect penis. Guys get elections every morning, right? Well, damn! Is that what it is? We thought you could show it to us if we woke you up. No, no, it wasn't me! I mean, I said I'd like to see it. But Saki was the one who said we should do it. I said we should stop. Ah, come on, look who's the good girl now. You know you want to see an elect penis. No, no, no! I don't want to see a penis. Will you both cut it out? Girls shouldn't go on like this about penis this and penis that. And it's erect, not elect. Get it straight. Okay, just a sec. Erect. Erect. You don't need to take notes. Whatever, get yourselves ready. I'll make breakfast. Okay. Well, that was more or less the usual. This is a typical morning at our house. My boisterous little sisters wake me up, I make breakfast for the three of us, and then, after eating, we go to school. We're heading out. I guess the isekai truck is coming. Heading out. Out. Morning in the Mercuria? The Mercuria. Mercuria house. We'll try Mercuria. We said our goodbyes out of habit, but there was nobody else in the house to hear. Our parents are working overseas, leaving just us three living together. Whoops, sorry about that, guys. It's not really lonely. It's been like this since we were kids, so we got used to living without our parents around. So this whole routine is just the usual, unremarkable, totally commonplace, an utterly ordinary morning. Nii-chan, today's breakfast wasn't very good, you know? You bought the dried fish at Yamadaya, right? I told you it doesn't taste good. Don't be so spoiled, it was cheap, 150 yen for three. But? You complain too much. Look at Yuki, she never complains about the food. I don't mind. If Nii-chan makes it, then anything tastes good. See? Follow Yuki's example. Yuki, this is all because you spoil him. We chat as we walk down the road to school. The town spreads out around us the same familiar scenery as always. It's a little like one of those towns you see in manga with such unremarkable locations that you can't really tell where it is. For example, until around elementary school, I thought that this town was the setting of Dorashmon and Sakamsan. I don't know. That's the kind of quiet town it is. The town is normalcy itself. Within that town, our house is neither in the middle nor on the edge, but very normally situated. A ready-made, middle-of-the-road, perfectly unspectacular residence. Told you it was going to be wholesome. I live in an ordinary house in an ordinary town. I'm the picture of an ordinary schoolboy. About the only extraordinary things about me. What a bummer, though. We didn't get to see an elect penis today either. Saki-chan, it's erect, not elect, are my sisters. They're 5 years younger than me. On the left, Saki. On the right, Yuki. The noisier one is Saki. The comparatively quiet one is Yuki. That's comparatively quiet. One way or another, they're both pretty loud. My lively little sisters are the only unusual thing in my life. Well, actually, maybe little sisters are always like this when they're 5 years younger than their brother. That would make me completely and utterly ordinary. So to summarize, I, an ordinary boy, the son of ordinary parents, in an ordinary town at 8:16 in the morning on an ordinary morning, I'm heading to school along an ordinary road. About time she showed up, isn't it? She might show up soon, right? What are you thinking? Excuse me, what are you talking about?
Mikuria!
Oh, Mikuria. Okay. There she is! She is! You're late! Look at the time, it's already after 15 past! You have to leave the house earlier. The teacher will scold you for being late again. I know that, but I can't help it. I'm busy in the mornings. I have to make breakfast for these two, for one thing. Don't blame your sisters! That's right! This girl is Nishi. Mikio Nishi. She's in my class. I guess you could call her my childhood friend. Our houses are close and we went to the same elementary and middle schools too. We were usually in the same class. She's one of my few female friends. I don't interact with many girls beyond my sisters. You idiot! But as you can see, we don't get along all that well. Honestly, what are you gonna do if you make me late waiting for you? I didn't exactly tell you to wait. Shut up, Mikuriya, you dumbass! What did I do to deserve that? I'm going out of my way to look out for you as a member of the Public Morals Committee, even though you're always late. Be grateful! What about this should I be grateful for? She's always been like this. Since elementary school, she's always been angry. She was always calling me an idiot, and sometimes hitting me too. She's on the Public Morals Committee now, but really, this girl, she's more like a bully. Second grade was especially bad. She called me over to her house and made me wear girls' clothes, and beat me up just for talking to other girls, and was pretty much a complete tyrant. It got so bad I even called into a TV advice program. I was really troubled, but for some reason the counselor just kept grinning at me. That really wounded my young heart. Hey, Mikuriya, we're going! Okay. This girl is the reason I have trouble with women. I don't know many girls aside from my sister. I don't know many girls aside from my sister's and Nishi, but that is completely Nishi's fault. Nishi's bullying engraved upon my young psyche one simple equation. Girls equals scary. I still have trouble with them now. By the way, Mayuko-chan. You got the goods in that little packy of yours there? I don't know why she's talking like that. What goods? Yeah, here, bento's for you. Or bento's for you. Wow! Yay! Hey! Bentos, why? I ran into the girls while I was out shopping yesterday. They said they haven't had anything decent to eat lately because your cooking sucks. What have you two been telling people behind my back? Food! Food! I didn't say that. I love Ni-chan's food. So since I felt bad for them having nothing good to eat, I'm pitching in. Ah, these poor girls with their brother who can't cook. Shut up! Here, I brought some for you too. Eh, for me? That's right, don't get any ideas, I just had extra ingredients. And I didn't feel like listening to you complain, so I made you some too. I wouldn't complain, I... Say thank you. Yeah, thank you. Well done. We get the bento and Miyuko-chan and Mayuko-chan, should say Mayuko-chan, gets an excuse to make them. Two birds with one stone. Unstone! Hey, quiet! An excuse to make them? Enough of that, jeez! You're an idiot, so don't worry about things that are beyond you. I get better grades than you. Come on, let's go. We're gonna be late. Alright, already. Angry again, as usual. This is why I have trouble with girls. Come to think of it, didn't you two say you have half a day already? Or half a day today, rather? Oh, excuse me. Yeah, so we can eat the bento at home. At home!
見つけたぞ。
I found you. I'm not doing that.
いや、間違いない。
No, there's no mistake. I know him.
あの者こそが。
That man is my...
新一。
I think something not so ordinary is about to happen to Shinichi. In this ordinary town of ours, there is this nondescript street that cuts through the center of the nondescript townscape. Along that road, on the outskirts of town, is our school. My class is on the third floor, year 2, classroom D. 12:26, lunchtime. Come on, eat it! Why are you being so pushy? Go on! Jeez. As soon as the lunch bell rang, Nishi came rushing over to my seat, apparently expecting me to run away. She grabbed my arm and pulled me over to the seat next to hers. Go on, eat it here. I guess she wants me to eat it where she can watch. And for some reason, her face is beet red. Since yours is just extra, the eggs might be a bit lumpy, or it might be a little burned. But I really can cook. The twins aren't burned at all. Got that? Don't complain. Just eat. Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't look like it's really burned. Yeah. Yeah? Thank goodness. Wow, okay. As usual, I can't make sense of Nishi's expression. Dude, she's obviously into you, and she's worried about how you feel, but she's really... Again, she's playing tsundere. She's totally playing tsundere on you. You'll find out, but maybe not. It looks like something else is about to happen. She suddenly looks really relieved. What are you staring at my face for? Anyway, go ahead and eat. Right. I just don't get her. Mikuria, what's wrong? Oh, wow. Tsunayoshi. His full name is Tsunayoshi Takamura. He's my classmate and, like Nishi, a friend since elementary school. As you can see, I'm making him eat a bento. A bento? Yes, a bento. Hot. What? Why? A woman's bento is a sexual thing. Waking up at 5 in the morning, grinning while cooking, the very sight is eroticism itself, as erotic as masturbation. I didn't wake up at 5, but I didn't grin. And please don't mention masturbation in the classroom. And finally, eating it in the classroom. You're trying to tell the whole class we're in a relationship where this man eats my bento, like an animal marking its territory. From a certain perspective, it's as if you're peeing on Mikuria. In front of everybody. How erotic. I think it was actually Mikuria, but whatever. Can I snap a picture and send it to a magazine? Shut up, you're so loud. Don't talk about pee while people are eating. Leave it. It's not like this is the first time Tsunayoshi has said something weird. I can't even imagine a porno mag that would accept pictures of bento. In any case, Tsunayoshi is the heir to a nearby Shinto shrine. Behind Takusu Shrine, where he lives, there's a small forest. It used to be popular with the boys back in elementary school because somebody kept throwing out porno mags there. Sunayoshi had to clean up those woods as part of his chores, so he wound up knowing more about sex than the rest of us. Back then it was perfectly natural, but starting around 5th grade he stopped fitting in with our usual conversations about sex. How to put it, he didn't show any interest in the sorts of things that boys usually do. He got excited about things like this bento nonsense stuff that normally isn't erotic at all. He definitely went wrong somewhere. Some say he overdosed on more magazines than an ordinary man looks at in a lifetime. Others believe he found a single magazine so incredible it changed his worldview completely. Anyway, if you ask anybody in our school, you know that handsome guy with a personality problem? A sophomore, right? The good-looking guy who's really weird? Yeah, that guy. They'll definitely think of Sunayoshi first. So he's kind of famous around school as an eccentric, and Nishi and I have always been friends, or rather lumped in with him. Well, don't mind me. Carry on with your erotic bento play. A what? We'll carry on anyhow. It's not even erotic. Nikuria, quit spacing out and eat up already. Okay. Start with the eggs. Quickly, clicky, clickly, come on. Yeah, I get it. She could at the very least let me eat at my own pace. But I keep that thought to myself. I use my chopsticks to grab a piece of egg, burned at one end, and bring it to my mouth. How is it? Well, how is it? Mmm, pretty good. Thank goodness. She lets out a big sigh. She seems very relieved. Ah, her expression grows suddenly peaceful, as if liberated from all the world, this world's uncertainties. And then she turns just red just as suddenly. Ah, I'm just... Don't misunderstand, it isn't like that at all. Like what exactly? I'm just sighing in relief that I didn't give the twins anything weird to eat. So it's not like I really care about what you think, got it? I got it, you didn't have to remind me. That's right. I'm glad you understand. Wouldn't want you to misunderstand. First she tells me not to misunderstand. Then when I tell her I do understand, she looks sort of dissatisfied. As usual, I don't get what she's thinking. I was just thinking. What? You two really are erotic. Shut up, we're not. Mercuria, have some more. Lunchtime's about to end. Yeah, I'm eating. I grab some fried chicken while Nishi yells at me. Unlike the eggs, the chicken looks good, but the taste isn't anything special.
What? Fried chicken and it don't taste good? Well, damn. We gotta get the Colonel involved in this one.
How is it? Yeah, it's good. Okay, good. Nishi makes that relieved face again. Sunayoshi is looking at us like he wants to say something. Let me look at something real quick. Turn that BGM down just a little bit so we can hear the voices, right? Since you seem to be happy and all, if it's okay, I don't mind making you some tomorrow too, since I'm already making my own. Of course it's not for your sake, it's for the twins. Yours is just kinda extra. I couldn't possibly. It's no trouble, like I said, it's just extra on the side. But... I said it's fine! Okay. What a hard sell, like some sort of violent bento salesman.
Hey, Nishi. Gah!
Tsunayoshi, if you say erotic again, I'll hit you for real.
I think she did.
Got it. I won't say it. Normally the punch comes after the warning, especially when the punch is hard and to the face. Yeah, he regrets that. Oh, his nose is bleeding. She definitely overdid it. Well, he did sort of have it coming. Good grief. What a day. I'm sure things can't get any stranger. Little do I know how wrong I am. Slam! Trouble! We've got trouble! Big trouble! Rubble! What's going on? What's wrong? Barging into my classroom. Even though these two are 5 years below us, our schools are connected. That doesn't explain what they're doing here, of course. Just come on, Nii-chan! There's trouble at home! At home, what's going on? Anyway, just come quickly! Lee! Hey, don't pull me! My sisters each grab one of my arms. And they physically drag me from the room. Want to eat what's left? Sure, it's pretty erotic. Come on, come on! On! I said don't pull. What's going on? It's still lunchtime. I have class this afternoon, you know. Come on! There's no time to worry about that. Well, what's going on at home then? I won't know unless you tell me. The two of them are still pestering me to go home. But they won't explain anything beyond that. I have no idea what's going on. Well, you know... It's like... Ah, jeez, I don't know how to explain. We can't really explain it because we don't really get it. I'm the one who doesn't get it. Anyway, you'll get it if you just come home. We didn't know what to do. When we got home, out of nowhere, that thing. That thing? What thing? Just then. Hi, is this Shinichi? Dad? Since work took him abroad 3 years ago, he's only been home twice and he hasn't even called in half a year. So why is he calling now of all times? Are you doing well? Have you gotten taller? Sorry, but I'm busy. Apparently something happened at home. Don't be so cold, not when I've got such good news. Good news? Right, the truth is... Do you read manga? Well, sometimes. Manga? Why is he asking about manga? Then this will be quick. It happens a lot in manga, you know. The protagonist is an unpopular and unremarkable boy, then one day all of a sudden he learns that he actually has a fiancé. She's really beautiful, and moves into his house and they fight and compete with various rivals but eventually grow close and so on. There's a lot of manga like that, right? Oh, Lord! And then he accidentally peeks at her in the bath and sees her panties and taps those titties and they sleep in the same bed and stuff. That kind of manga, you know? Why do you know so much about this genre? You read that kind of stuff? Aren't you like 46 this year? That don't mean nothing! Be his age 46 or 10,046, man is a creature that enjoys reading love comedy manga. That seems like a bit of a generalization. so, what do love comedy manga have to do with anything? Right, about that. I'm getting a bad feeling here. After a theatrical pause, my father continues. You've got one too. One what? A fiancé. Huh? A fiancé, you mean like in a manga or something? Right. The protagonist is an unpopular and unremarkable boy, then one day all of a sudden he learns he actually has a fiancé. She's really beautiful, moves into his house, and they fight and compete with various rivals, eventually grow close, and so on. A fiancé, like in that sort of manga? Yes. I just told you, didn't I? And then he accidentally peeks at her in the bath and sees her panties and taps those titties and they sleep in the same bed and stuff. That kind of fiancé. But hold on, I can't do that! Why not? You're my son. You're my son! I figured you'd have matured into an unpopular and unremarkable boy. Well, damn, father of the year, right? How can he say that to his own son, even if it's true? I helped you out and found you somebody to marry. You did what? Why'd you do that without telling me? You should be grateful to old dad. She's a beauty and a nice, sweet girl. She's from the country where I'm working, but... She's a foreigner? Right, the daughter of a client. Is this by chance a political marriage? Right. That's not right at all. What kind of a father is he? Come to think of it, she might be arriving at the house about now. At the house? You mean ours? Right. Nii-chan, get off the phone and hurry! That thing suddenly showed up at the house. The house? Ah, so that's it. Now I understand why my sisters are panicking. My fiancé or whoever must have come by. So they're freaking out because this foreign stranger showed up at the house out of nowhere. Well then, talk to you later. Don't want to rack up minutes, so I'm hanging up. Hold up, Dad! He hung up the phone? However expensive an international call might be, who hangs up in the middle of a conversation like this? He just tells me I've got a fiancé, then hangs up without even giving me a decent explanation. Somehow it feels like Dad isn't really all that fond of me. This is the first time we've spoken in half a year, but my sisters are on the phone with him fairly regularly. I'm starting to doubt our bond here. Anyway, come! Alright. I don't know how my father actually considered my side of things. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't completely unhappy with the situation. I have a fiancé after all. Just like Dad said, I really am an unpopular and unremarkable boy. Unpopular and a virgin. I didn't have any female friends other than Nishi. And according to Dad, this girl is a foreigner and a beauty and a nice sweet girl. I can't help feeling a little hopeful. But what should I do? If she's my fiancé, then that means we'll get married? Given that I've never even dated a girl before, marriage seems like a bit of a leap. If it doesn't seem like it'll work out, maybe I can refuse? I'm not all that confident that I can get along with a foreigner. Actually, where is she even from? Where's Dad working again? Nii-chan, don't space out. Not sorry. Nii-chan, don't be shocked, okay? And don't run away. No way, when he sees that thing... Even Nii-chan will run away. Run away. That thing? Ah, I see. Dad called her a beauty and a nice, sweet girl. But this is my father we're talking about. It might be a lie. He's irresponsible to begin with, and this is a political marriage with the daughter of a client. He'd probably call anybody a beauty if it would get me to marry them. What should I do? I'm not so comfortable with this. A moment ago, I was half worried and half hopeful. Now it's about 100% worried. I guess he really doesn't care about me. Nii-chan! Ah, sorry. Hey, the person inside, is she, you know, what kind of person is she? What kind? You know, beautiful or not so much? I can't just straight up ask if she's ugly. That'd be too cruel. And yet, that's pretty much what I asked. Beautiful? Not so much? My sisters exchanged a look as if to say he sure asked some weird questions. Was it really a weird question? Well, as to whether or not she's beautiful... I guess she's a beauty. I think she's super beautiful and pretty, but... super beautiful and pretty? Well then, I guess I was worried over nothing. If she's pretty, that's great, but still... But why are you asking about her looks? Because I'm a man! Well... Don't worry about random stuff and just come on. Come on! My sisters dragged me into the house. Anyway, our guest is pretty wild. D-Wild! Hold on, my heart isn't ready. They dragged me down the short hallway to the living room. And there... If it isn't Shinichi, there she is. Oh, Lord! My fiancé from a foreign land! Good Lord, she even comes with a floating eyeball thingy. Well, damn. I think she's a dragon, guys. I've been waiting so long. You are Shinichi, aren't you? Just as my sisters and father said, the woman standing there is indeed a beauty. Very pretty, yeah. And she's also, how should I put this? Oh, wow! Not a human being. She's like the demon lord. She's got like everybody's stuff. What? What? Dad said on the phone that she was a foreigner, but that was a lie. After all, a foreigner is from another country, but still human. This is not a human, Homo sapien. Definitely not. She's not foreign to this country. She's foreign to humanity itself. She's not from this world. Listen well, says the non-Homo sapien. I am Nadius the 12th, first heir to the throne of the Gorgonian Empire of Demiurgus, great sorceress commander of a million monsters, and also... Okay, Shinichi Mercuria, I am the woman taking you as my groom. She have fangs. Shinichi Mercuria was an ordinary young man, a normal student in a normal town, not unusual in any way, and unpopular to boot, with no luck with women, but it looks like I'm married to the demon princess with the floating eyeball. Like, I didn't say that, but that's what I'm thinking. That's all over now. Nadius? Correct. Crown Princess Nadius, heir apparent of the Gorgonian Empire of Demiurgus. This meeting will transform my life in an utterly abnormal way. Shinichi Mercuria, my bridegroom. Please, just call me Naja. That thing just says Vovov. I'm not going to say Vovov, it can say Vovov. Oh, we got a movie. Okay, so they didn't translate the Japanese stuff, but that's okay. Thank you. Chapter 1, Her Groom, His Princess. That went right through me. So, what the hell is going on? Well, she's your fiance, I told you. The daughter of a client. Deal is, if I give them a son, then the client will sign the contract. Who the heck are you working with and where? This is all kinds of screwed up. What? What a client? What kind of client has a daughter like this? The devil himself? Be silent. This is an important conversation. And she brought some strange life form along as well. What kind of creature is that eyeball? Oh, I see. A fiance. Huh. What a surprise. We really thought, you know. What did you really think? You were maybe something out of a fantasy. Ah, the twins are being evasive in front of Nadja, but probably something is a code for monster. I thought you were a monster out of fantasy. That's probably what she wants to say. I don't blame her. That's what I thought, too. Wait, actually, that's completely accurate. She really is a fantasy something, isn't she? This means that Dad is dealing with fantastic something clients as well, doesn't it? But if she's the daughter of one of Dad's clients, there's nothing to worry about. Yeah. What the hell does his father do? Why the hell not? These two are way too adaptable. It's much, much too soon to be relieved. Was there anything else you wanted to ask? Yes, of course. I've got nothing but questions. First of all, Father, what the hell do you do? I don't know where to start. Oops. Sorry. I'm busy. Gotta go. He hung up again? Hold on! What the hell? What's more important than my situation right now? A normal father wouldn't behave like this! It's not how you behave when you're forcing your son into a political marriage, and it's not how you behave when a monster shows up at your house. My father's always been a little weird, but this time he's gone too far. Come on, Baya, don't talk like that. She calls it Baya like it's an old servant who's been with her since childhood. Is it her nanny or something? We're on foreign soil. Let's graciously overlook such small offenses. What is it saying? Let's see. I don't really know, but probably. That it's rude to talk on the phone and not even put out tea, even though they came from so far away. I feel like it's something like that, but harsher. About war and killing everybody, something along those lines. Oh no, I'll go pour some tea. Yuki, get snacks. Let's show them Japanese hospitality. You have control. What the heck is this? Now, Shinichi. Are you done talking to that plank? Plank. Oh, she means my phone. Yes, I'm finished. Forgive me for making you wait. Good. Nadius the 12th, a princess from the Gorgonian Empire, country I've never heard of. My fiance with horns on her head and the lower body of a snake. She looks at my face and smiles. At least I think that's a smile. A small fang peeks out from behind her lips. Oh, she does have fangs. And rattle, rattle, she makes a sound with the tip of her tail. I was wondering what that noise was, but I guess it's her tail. It's probably expressing some kind of emotion. And for what that emotion is, I have no idea. Is she laughing or maybe angry? Maybe this rattle is the sound she makes when she's spotted prey. Shinichi, I couldn't wait to meet you. And... I know, likewise, Nausea. I think we're going to enjoy this one. It's a little different. I mean, it's a wholesome story, but... with Monster Girls, right? I mean, what's not wholesome about Monster Girls? Come on, folks. We are the Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy here. So we are going to be degenerate just a little bit. But at any rate, we're going to be out for Princess X. If you guys like it, then I'll look at the hits. We'll do more, but I kind of want to do more because I'm actually interested in the story myself now. Because, yeah, it seems like it's going to be something fun that we can get into and have a good little read. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Princess X.